Well, that's a very good question. Typically in finance, you'll be handling sensitive information with their clients, and our clients would like to have someone with a clear credit background and clear criminal record. So we do a criminal and credit check, as well as three references from your direct reporting supervisors or managers from past employers, and also to verify you've completed your degree if it requires post-secondary for the job. So it's not a difficult process, doesn't take too long, but it's just to ensure that there's no issues with the employment relationship once the person is employed. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
To be honest,
why? What do you have on there?
Yeah, I would suggest actually take if you're applying for jobs, in certain positions. Actually, one of my family members had applied for a senior position at a company, and due to a Facebook picture, she thinks it's that, but she wasn't selected. So I told her, take down any pictures that will give the employer the wrong image of you, and just keep it like a Facebook as a picture of your face. That's it.
Yeah. So to that point, I think it's the social media piece is an interesting one, because I think a lot of recruiters are of mixed minds of this. For myself, I will not look at your Facebook. I don't need to know, but I will look at your LinkedIn if I want to. So I don't know if many of you are on LinkedIn, but to be aware of that. But as far as Facebook, but I guess what I'd have to be warn you about, it is a digital tattoo. So anything you put out there in cyberspace, wherever it is, it still exists. You can take it down, you can try and expunge it, but it's still there. So if it's out there, someone may come across it. Now, hopefully it's nothing too controversial, but I guess, you got to recognize that your image is important, your brand is important. We're putting you in front of clients, we're putting you in front of various business leaders, so just be sensitive to it. So I wouldn't, again, what you do on a Friday night really has no business for me to know, but if I did come across Facebook photos that were questionable, that it just changes how that brand, what we think of, what that brand is of you. So just be careful, and I think anything that you put out there, think twice, because once you hit the send button, it's out there and it's done, and you can't get it back.
It's not a formal policy to check Facebook or LinkedIn. It's not something we've traditionally done, but Honda's going to be very involved. Honda Canada is involved in the social media and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. So Honda Finance is following those footsteps. So we will be communicating with a lot of you in the upcoming months on these social media venues. So my advice is keep it professional, and there's no harm done.
And just for all of you who are here, we do have a workshop at the Career Center, how to find a job using social media and Netiquette 101. So if you do have some questions about your own social media activity and how that might impact on your job search or your career development, you can certainly sign up for the workshop. But